Hey, what's going on, guys? This is your boy, that worm guy from the High Guys podcast, and this is just a quick little intro for the episode coming up. You know, still continuing to talk on high value men. We got it right back into it, and we were just continuing right where we left off and letting this man Twine go into a fucking tirade. But you'll really enjoy it. It's a good show. It's a good episode. We get into some really deep shit, some really deep talk. So, yeah, here we go.
Women will say, oh, I want a good guy. I want him to be this. I want to be that. Like, I was thinking, like, in early on, like, oh, women really do want a good guy. They do want this guy who'll treat them right and all that shit. Blah, 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 blah. But in reality, they don't want that. The thing that a woman says that she wants rarely is a thing that she actually go for. It's always different. It's always fucking different. And here's the thing. I'll say this. When I was in that, I call it my nice guy phase, and I was like, oh, yeah, girl, let's go on this date and get them flowers and all this shit. Here come little Tyrone. Tyrone just text, come suck this dick.
She's doing
a dash over there. That motherfucker could be 4 hours away. But here I am, Mr. Nice Guy. Oh yeah, girl. Let me take you to this steakhouse because I frequent this place a lot. So since I frequent it, you gonna come. Tyrone sending a text while she on a date with you. Bitch, you sucking dick tonight. And she gonna go over there and suck the living soul out of that motherfucker. But here I am, paying $300 on a date because I frequent this place. And she gonna fuck Tyrone. Motherfucker, I've been in that situation. And that's why I'm in it. But and when I start saying, hold on.
You gonna suck my dick and then she gonna suck your dick.
No, that's not the nice guy thing to do. I went home and jacked off while Tyrone got his dick sucked.
That's what happened.
Mr. Nice Guy. But here's the thing. When I started treating bitches like Tyrone, my dick stayed wet. Oh, that motherfucker didn't get dry not one moment. Oh, them bitches was gagging and slobbing and slurping and jerping on my dick. Boy, I said, bitch, come get this dick. These bitches came and got this dick and more.
Guess what?
I said, bitch, lick my ass. That bitch licked the fuck out of my ass. Oh, nice guy Antoine didn't get that. Nice guy Antoine was jacking off every goddamn day. But when Tyrone Antoine came out, that boy was putting dicks in throats every day.
That was your fault.
And that's what I'm saying.
Why was it his fault? It was my fault.
Because I didn't know my worth. I'm like, why am I doing this shit when Tyrone and Lil Pookie ain't doing half the shit I'm getting, and he fucking his bitch and her ass every day. I'm over here doing all the nice guys. I'm going home doing this. I didn't spend $300 on a date, and I'm going home and I'm jacking off. Why she going right to Tyrone? Motherfucker ain't took her out on no date ever in life. And she over here sucking the shit out of his dick. But here I am at home. Oh, I think she's into me. Because I spent $300 on the first date. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Nope. Nope. That's what I'm saying. You getting happy hour. Because I ain't putting out all that fucking money. No, bitch.
That was your fault.
Yes, it was my fault. I had to learn.
Let Reno explain why it was your fault.
I'll say this. You know where I learned to be Tyrone Antoine? From y'all motherfuckers. I hear you get a bitch, you'll get a bitch number. In the old days, you get a bitch number. And I seen this nigga right on takes a bitch. He just got the bitch number 30 minutes to an hour later. So when we fucking, I'm like, whoa, nigga, nice guy asshole. Like, you can't do that. That's wrong.
You can't
But guess what? Who was getting pussy and who was jacking off? Huh? Who was getting pussy and who was jacking off, nigga? Huh? Them bitches like it. They want a motherfucker to tell them, shut the fuck up and come suck this dick. That's what they want. I don't give a fuck what a bitch say. That's what they want. And that's how I know.
This is good. Real.
Am I lying? Did you take bitches? Say when we fucking, you ain't take this bitch out no fucking where. Huh? And guess what? Look, you was getting all them sweet watery pussy. Nigga, I'm over here. This is, nigga, I'm juggling my dick. Nigga, like this at home.
I'm talking
about. Oh, nigga, that's what's going on, nigga. You can't tell me. And y'all was telling me, man, you got to do this. And it was like, nah, man, you got to take them on dates. You got to buy them flowers. You got to tell them all these compliments and all that shit. Well, y'all motherfuckers just say, when I started doing that, oh my God, I started getting so much fucking ass. And I'm sitting here like, why? Y'all say y'all want a nice guy, but when I start being Tyrone Antoine, that pussy got wet. That pussy started dripping the water down the legs and everything. that's what I'm getting at, and that's what I'm getting
then
at.
That you had, dude, like it's all about confidence. It don't fucking matter.
It's all
love. Let him finish.
Women want a nice guy.
It's not even that.
Women want a guy to take them on dates.
No.
Buy them flowers, give them cards. Give them compliments. Say good morning.
They do.
Send good morning texts.
Let me tell you right now.
I'm gonna drink some water.
Let me tell you right now. Let me say this.
Right.
Like, you ain't missing the mark. You right on.
Fucking Rado.
You right on.
You can't say, nigga, I'll watch you. Right on.
You right on.
What you talking about is not
it's not Tyrone's energy. It's just more like, I know what I'm fronting on this fucking
Look, motherfucker.
Are you paying attention? Look, nigga, drink some water, nigga. It's not wrong, but it's not so much. It's not the nice guy type of energy, because even in a nice guy, and I know what you were going to say, like, you'll probably elaborate on it, but the fact that, like, you are being a nice guy and you are lying. You are trying to act like you are trying to nice your way into some pussy. You were thinking like, oh, I'm gonna be better than those guys who are assholes, and she'll give me some pussy. And no, that's not how it's gonna work.
No, because he's thinking that.
If you are straight up with a chick and be like, yo, I don't know where this is going, but I'm trying to fuck. She'll be like, oh, okay, well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what
I'm going to do. Right. Or even if it's wrong, what she would
do. If she's like, oh, fuck you. I ain't taking your fuck.
Yeah, even if she's like, well, that's not what I'm trying to do. You could be like, oh, okay, well, now I can eliminate her from the type of chicks that I'm talking to right now.
Yep. And then like, boom,
I can move on.
You gotta at least give it like a shot at it. You gotta take a chance because she might have was into you, and she might have said, "Oh, is he gonna come up tonight? Like, oh, okay, is he gonna give me something? Like, oh," and then you think in your head like, "Oh, I'm gonna wait for her to ask me." She might have never say nothing, and then she thinking you trying to friend zone her, and you could, and then she already was ready to get some, and she know for sure. That Tyrone nigga, she know for sure what that nigga was this for so about.
She knows what the Tyrone
wants. Yeah, so but she wanted you from the get go, but you didn't make her wet. You took her out. You didn't hype it up and everything else. And she was like,
but you weren't definitive.
Yep, but you was being that sucker nigga at the end, and you should have been like, hey, what? I'm fucking. Be the nice nigga. But turn the tire wrong when you make your decision, like, okay.
Exactly. I'm going in here.
I ain't going to be a sucker, nigga. Because who fucking knows? Remember, it's more women than dudes. So he going to get another shot. Like, all right, fuck you then.
There's nothing wrong with being like the type of nice nigga that would be like,
nice.
I'll open a door for a bitch. I'll take a bitch out. I'll pay the meal. I'll pay for the meal and all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with like being the nice guy. But it's also like being a decision-making type of guy. I am taking you out on this date because I am like, I am looking to have sex with you.
Eventually, yeah.
That's my plan. If you are thinking, oh, okay, well then like, all right, if you are upfront kind of like that, she will take you all right, well then let's talk about like when that's going to happen. If she's like, I don't have sex for like a month, you could be like, oh, okay, well, this is the last date I'll have with you.
Yeah, or say if the nigga, if say the, your scenario that shit fucking happens, if she'd be like, what? Like, she'd be like, well, I'm trying to fuck. If she'd be like, what? And then he could be like, oh, I'm just joking. I was trying to be Tyrone or some shit. And then maybe you didn't play it off. Like, you didn't slip your way in because she wasn't thinking that. But nigga, still, like, go for it, but make sure you have an exit plan. Like, have something funny. So she'd be like, oh, this nigga stupid. But if she was into it, she'd be like, yes, I'm glad this nigga said some shit because now he in the dough. But if she ain't, you didn't play it off. So you know how she feeling. So now you know going in, like, all right, if we got another day, I ain't gonna spend what I spent that first time because she might be playing. So then you be cheap. Because she playing, then y'all just been cool. And then eventually that nigga gotta be like, hey, you know, this cool and all. I like hanging out. But fuck what you talking about. If we ain't getting together, we just hanging. You pay for your own shit. I pay for my shit, and that's it. Yeah. And I ain't running to your defense on nothing. I ain't running to your rescue. If you can't call me and be when the niggas break up with you and have me and I'm crying with you and shit, like, no, it ain't gonna be none of that shit. That nigga ain't gonna be known. Like, hey, if I'm free, we can kick it. And if he ain't, fuck it.
I hear you.
Those same guys that get caught up in the fucking in a friend zone type shit.
That's they fault.
Let yourself be put in that place.
Yeah.
How the fuck? Like seriously. How the fuck? Like you said. How the fuck is a chick calling you crying about some other dude and you stay on the phone with her?
Listen. In this exact scenario. I was talking, who the fuck I was talking to? I know my girl was there, and then I think one of my friends, my workout buddies, we were just having a conversation. And going off of that, like, and my girl, she couldn't do nothing but laugh because it's true. Either she did it or she knows somebody that did it. Like, she'll have a guy in the friend zone or whatever, call that motherfucker complaining about Tyrone, right? Ah, Tyrone this. And the good guy on the phone, which was me at one point. Oh,
that's
yeah,
your
girl.
Fault, though.
Yeah, I hear you, girl. That's so wrong. Yeah, girl. As soon as I hang up the phone with that chick, right, you know, guess what happened? She get that. She get that. She get that text from Rado.
Text from Tyrone. What a
when we fucking.
When we that's fucking. Your fault, though.
Hold on.
Guess what?
But hold on. She hated them just for 30 minutes. She was complaining on the phone, crying. And Tyrone's in that text.
Like on the phone talking to her.
She going. She going.
But guess what? 9 times out of 10, you on the phone talking to her. You go, oh, yeah, that nigga fucked up. Like, you talking bad about this nigga, but her head, she getting back turned on. And this nigga like, hey, bitch, I'm fucking tonight. And she like, damn. Like, this, but it's your fucking fault,
you
nigga.
What I was making was that it's true. Like my girl, she was laughing her ass off. She had tears coming out of her eyes. Because she knew I was fucking spot on. She knew it. She knew it. She knew it. Like, so that's what I'm saying.
That's that nigga fault. Because he's setting it back up for dude to come to slide back in. Because he doing some bitch shit. Because she crying. And he's, oh, it's going to be okay. I'm here
for you. But here's the thing. Society has is conditioning men to say that, hey, that's the right thing to do.
Okay,
but and no,
it is.
That is not.
It is a little bit. It is
never the right thing to do.
It is. Because
Don't call me about no other nigga. Don't call me about no other motherfucker.
Society
is saying. Do
what
that.
Society's talking about is trying to be like, and it is trying to like go a little extra hard for it, is to like this idea where as much as they're talking about equality, they're also talking about like we still need to protect women, and that kind of falls into that where you should be like a friend to a woman.
Yeah,
where you're not expecting.
But her okay, and with that, like I said, and that's that. Fine. If a dude, then she's looking for a friend. Mm-hmm. And then the only type of friend that she can have, realistically, and this is for every woman in the world, she's looking for just a guy that's to be her friend, that's who she could call. And then that's all she would want, just a friend. He should have a woman, or he should be married, or some shit. It shouldn't be like no type of physical attraction at all. They should be real friends. Right. Because if she's looking to date somebody and this guy's single looking to date her and she ain't looking to date this stupid fool, she's fucking up for himself and everybody that's on his level, because he keep patting her back and keep trying to be like, oh, fuck guys. But if it's a dude that he was married and that's her friend, he's gonna be like, what the fuck you talking about? Like, I don't mean that. Like, cause that's like her boy. Right. That's her real friend. He gonna give her some real ass advice. And be like, you worried about this shit? Like, no, that don't mean that.
Yeah.
But the other, this nigga that's trying to fuck her on the slick, on the under.
On the under, though.
He has
friend zone. But
he friend zoning himself because he's letting her cry.
He's trying to backhand
him. In her head, she knows like the truth. So in her head, it's like, what he doing? It ain't that bad, but I want to yell at some shit. And this nigga agreeing with her, like, yeah, man, fuck this nigga. Oh, yeah, niggas do that. But half time she be like, she really thinking like, I'm saying this shit, but the shit sounds stupid, but I want to yell because I can't yell. So I'm going to yell this shit. Like, yeah, this nigga cheating because I smelled this dick. No, you don't know, bitch. Dumb ass, you stupid. That shit don't fucking work. You just want to yell that shit. You know it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But you want to yell at shit, and this dumb nigga like, yep, that's what it mean. Yep, that's what it mean. And she yelling like, yeah, that's what it mean. But in her head, she's
the
like,
panderers.
Yeah,
the
but
panderers.
In her head, she's like, this shit can't be possible. Like, I'm just talking. And this nigga keeps like backing her. She's like, this nigga stupid because she really don't want this nigga to back her. She wants some nigga to be like, bitch, you stupid. Right. Like, how's that
possible? That's what I said. That's what men really want.
So that's niggas
stopping
like I keep saying, so it's still on the dude.
I was like, saying that like
that she already in friend zone. He needs to be mad to say, all right, I'm already friend zone, so fuck this bitch.
Hold on. Didn't the woman say she wants a man that's gonna be nice to her and do that type of shit because he's a nice guy and all that shit? What I'm saying is what we're all agreeing right now is that.
Yeah,
women do not want that. They may they want that, but they do not want that.
But the thing is, I had said it when you had got off the mic, Twan. The thing is, though, as much as we are in agreement that we can understand that women don't really want that type of guy, the fact is, though, there are still guys who think that they will friend their way into some pussy. They're going to mm-hmm. be that, like, they're going to be so nice that she's going to give it to him because mm-hmm. he's being nice, rather than mm-hmm. just being upfront and being like vocal about like, hey, mm-hmm. I am attracted to you.
Yep.
I am trying to be with you. I'm trying to sleep with you. I'm trying to do whatever with you.
And be like Tyrone, because Tyrone probably wasn't yeah, that dude.
Yeah, instead, like, Tyrone's like, yeah, I'm trying to fuck tonight. And she's like, oh, I'm not trying to fuck you. And then she'll call the lame guy and yep. be like, hey, Tyrone just talking about he trying to fuck tonight. And he's like, what? For real? That's crazy. I would never say nothing like that to you. I would treat you like a princess, like a queen, knowing damn well you want to say the same shit that Tyrone said.
And he should have. Be a real nigga and say that shit.
Right. Like, if that's real, how you feel, say that shit so she can get a better idea of who you is.
Yeah.
Even if after that she decides, you know what, I can't be friends with you no more.
That's her
you
thought.
Should still be enough to be like, ah, you know what? Well, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I hear you.
And I'm not trying to discredit the fact that, like, yes, because I went through the same shit you talking about, Tuan.
Yeah.
I watched Rico and Daryl and Kato and all them niggas fucking get bitches. I watched all of y'all niggas fucking talk about like this. This what you supposed to do. This how you supposed to do it. And I
didn't believe it. Like, I did not believe it. No, I didn't believe it. I'm like these motherfuckers are lying.
You gotta take her out to a nice place. You gotta get flowers. You gotta go all this shit. And it's not to say that you shouldn't do all that stuff.
Yeah,
but when you do all that stuff, and then afterwards you let her treat you like garbage, mm-hmm. then that's some
fucked up shit.
Then it becomes like a fucked up situation where you're like, oh, I'm doing all this shit for you, and she still treats you like, oh, but like I don't give a fuck whether you're here or not. And you're still like, but I'm still here. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna be around. I hope you appreciate me being around. And she's like, I don't give a fuck.
And
you're just
because
she's still waiting there. Like, all right, well, hopefully she recognizes that I'm still here waiting. And I had to come to grips with that, and I had to realize that myself because I knew, like, in my even without like knowing it subconsciously, I knew that like look at all the shit that I'm doing. I should get more respect for this, at least. I should get, like, some respect for the fact that, like, hey, look, I'm here mm-hmm. where you can talk to the guy who you want to talk to. You told me, like a bitch has told me before, I want to talk to this guy, but he's not into me, and I don't know why. And it's like, bitch, why the fuck do you still try to talk to him then? Why aren't you just letting that go?
I
didn't even know. I'm just thinking like, oh, yeah, he's an asshole. You should
fuck him. And you fucked up because now you like, oh, you should be like, that's all right, whatever. So why are you talking to me?
Right.
And that's how I always approached it. Like, I had a confidence. If a chick tell me, oh, man, such and such told me he ain't going to come through. I said, well, why the hell? I said, why are you telling me?
Right.
And it got shit to do with me. Why are you hitting me up? And that's the end of that.
I got the glow.
Must be. You know you got the power, you got the swag. We got that glow.
Why is he saying?
You feel the glow, we got the glow. You fire is going like gold. The power of elevation.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You
hear you.
In the street, but you got to demand some shit. Like, when you get home sometime, you got to be like, hey. When I get off the day, you could be that garbage man. When I get off the day, you suck my dick from the back or some shit. And if you do that shit, like, man, you know how much shit that this nigga could cajole up in this bitch?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
That's what I'm saying. All right. What I'm saying.
But that nigga, though, it's on him.
That's what I'm saying. I hear you. It's on him.
Women in general are saying they don't want guys like that. But in reality, they pussy cream for motherfuckers like that. It does. It's like,
but like
they don't want nice guys. They say they want a nice
everybody, guy. Man, because you know, everybody, you got an idea of something that you like.
Yeah.
And would you be like, all right, I might not. So every girl knows that she ain't gonna get a nigga with a whole lot of money. They know they ain't gonna get a thug nigga. Like, but still, like if you can occasionally demand some shit. and she know that you're not a sucker towards her, you good. Like, she don't give a fuck about the money. We keep saying that it's the money, but yet we keep backtracking and saying other shit. No, yeah. And we keep saying women are confused. We keep saying that shit. Yeah, they're confused because we are fucking confused. If a nigga be like, every chick say, all right, I want a thug, but I don't. Mm. So that means she want a nigga that got a decent job, that fucking get up, whatever, not his 9 to 5. Like, if he was a drug dealer, don't be no lazy ass, dumb ass, bum ass nigga. Get your 9 to 5. Like, if he was on the street, dude, she wants some nigga like that. And when you get home, sometimes demand some shit. Like, even if you fucking plan around, just walk in one day, but hey, man, ain't no dinner cooked or something. Ain't no dinner. Just random. She might yell at you or some shit, but hey, but you gonna get upstairs, she gonna be like, oh yeah, you made me wet when you said that shit. That shit got me. You didn't joke.
And that, we're saying the exact same shit, but in different ways.
The crazy thing is, I can see that all three of us can agree on this kind of aspect of, really, honestly, it's what you're supposed to be is a mixture of both. You're supposed to be Tyrone, and you're supposed to be the nice guy. You're supposed to be Hercules, and you're supposed to be Aeolus.
Yeah,
you're supposed
to be both of these guys. Because,
you're supposed to be both of these guys because, like, even in the same state, like, we can take females off the table and think of it in a space of, like just niggas. Like, that nice guy, that fucking friendly guy, nobody likes to be cool with him.
Yeah, because he ain't cool.
Like, right. He's,
you know,
like,
he wants some snakey.
He's doing the most to be friends with everybody. And it's like, bro, you don't gotta go that extra mile. As long as I go, hey, can I use your stapler? And you go, cool, and pass it to me. That's enough of me. You don't gotta be like, okay, buddy. And then you fucking, like, now you're trying to figure out what my email is so you can fucking, like, send me the group email from work about, like, when we gonna have a soft.
Don't like that, so
bro, you don't gotta go to extra mile.
Bitches see that shit too. And if you're a nigga and you don't have niggas what's up, bro? Like, that's cool with you like that. They gonna be like, all right, what's wrong with him? Like, dudes don't even talk to him. So you already weird to them already, and now dudes don't fuck with you. And it's like, if like for y'all niggas, y'all been around us. Bitches like, oh, why these niggas could hang with these niggas? And they all come into the circle. If a nigga can't get into this fucking circle, it's a fucking rap. But if a nigga, he could be awkward and whatever, but if niggas is cool with him, the chicks would be like, he hanging. Like, why can't he hang with them if they all cool and everything? So it's fucking something. Like, this nigga ain't fucking awkward.
You could be a nice guy. It's just more of like, all right, you're a nice guy, but you know your boundaries.
I was just thinking boundaries. You ain't letting
step over the line on some shit. Yep. You could be the guy who took this chick out to the restaurant and you paying the bill and blah, blah, blah. But she goes, ooh, I want to get this expensive ass drink. And you're like, oh no, we're not drinking that tonight. You can say that straight up and be nice about it and say, like, you're not trying to be like, bitch, you ain't drinking that. Shut your ass up. You drinking some like water. You ain't gotta be that guy. You can just be like, no, we're not drinking that tonight.
And or like, I got it.
That's what I drink. I don't know what you're talking about. You could be like, oh, okay, well then, like, you know what? That's not the type of chick that I want to hang out with, or that's not the type of night that I wanted to do. And he'll be the nice guy.
If he make that his point, yeah, she might be like, well, fuck you and cut. But guess what? She's not going to find nobody else. And now she got to live with it. Like, damn, I probably fucked up some shit.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Exactly. Here's the thing. Those type of women, and there's a lot of them, and a lot of them are retiring or getting up there in age, right? And they still have that mentality.
But
you got to understand, that's one of the reasons, like I said, birth rates are low, marriage rates are low.
And that's fine, but blame them, though.
It's no reason to be upset about it. That's just what it is. Yeah. And it's honestly, it's got to become a change of, like, as Kevin Samuels will try to tell a bitch, is basically like, you are going to have to understand that high value men are such a, first of all, a high commodity that everybody wants them, and
yes,
short demand that
yes.
like, in order for you to obtain this guy, you have to also be
you have to be exceptional.
But she don't
have to be exceptional.
It's whatever he's
in. Here's the thing. She's competing.
Value,
no, listen. She's competing.
Me, what he likes.
Whether that chick
put it.
But here's the thing: whether that chick likes it or not, or accepts it or not, she is competing with every other woman that wants him.
And that's so all.
That's what I'm saying. Cool. If and I'm saying is this, and a lot of women think all they need to do is bring pussy. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that.
Because
I'm like, all these other women have pussy too.
And then that's her fault.
What's the difference about you? Why should that man who grinded, put his head down, busted his ass, put the work in on himself and all that other shit to get to that point and say, I want a fat bitch? No. No.
Man, you got something that do.
Oh, what a fat bitch.
Hey, there are big women that are married to skinny dudes that have
one Lizzo.
It's women who are married to men. So it's our people are men are in the world that are like that. So you can't say nobody.
I understand it. I'm not saying
as an example.
But it's still people that like that though. And if she got
you right.
She's just fucking up her chances, and that's how dudes support her. But hey, it ain't because you're fat. It ain't because you're ugly.
But right,
it ain't
you're
because
right.
of this. It's because you're limited your pool of dudes you can pull from. And if you want this pool of dudes, guess what? He might want 10 women too. Mm-hmm. He might only want you to just stay at home.
On Tuesday.
Yeah. So and that's what she has to be like, fuck.
Has to decide whether she's okay with that.
Yep. So it's up to her if she's okay with it. So that's how he should put it off. And it's up to the dude what he wants to accept and what potential he see in that woman. So it's not whatever he feels. And it's whatever he can work with and whatever she can work with. So if you got two people that can work with something shit together, she elevates up a little bit. If he can't, then she got to understand, like, man, he barely got out of high school. The highest level of education he had was that he could potentially become a garbage man, making maybe 80 to 90,000.
Yeah.
Maybe work his way up in 10 to 15 to a high management job and breathe the six-figure range. Maybe, get that little... hit it when he gets to his late 30s, 40s, whatever, he get to hit it then. So she would have to accept that shit. Like, it's no way in his state of mind or his body of work can he achieve this amount of money in this short period of time. So if she understand that shit, then they cool. But like I said, it's whatever the potential they see, he see in her. If he sees something that he could work with and she sees something that he could work, that she could work with, it balances each other out. So it don't fucking matter if you fat, black, white, purple, skinny, don't matter.
I understand what you're saying. What people want is what people want.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm in total agreement with that, right? But what we're disagreeing on is where say for instance what Kevin Samuels have been saying is like after working with all these high value men and coaching them and all this other shit, right? They're all saying they generally for the most part want the same thing from a woman. They want her to be a certain way, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
but listen.
That's their potential because they feel like this is what I want. So like I said, with them 100 dudes that want that, women's got to know that that's what they want. So
women on the show that come on the show are saying I should be able to look anyway, have any amount of kids.
Yeah, but she's limiting her.
However many bodies on me, whatever the case there should be no standards for women, no standards, no requirements. You should accept me as I am, and like that's that. But why, they're not doing. That's not to say
let
that.
Them believe that shit. Let them believe.
Let them believe it.
Like, bro should stop tripping. He should stop going off. Let them be stupid bitches. Let them believe this shit. Let them think this shit is true. Like, the shit he be saying is off the fucking wall. Let them think they fucking right. Let them think that they got a shot. And all he got to say, okay, well, you want the six-figure nigga. This is what it come with. So if you want to bet on that. No, he don't, he man. He'd be like, oh, you, I hear you. You big flat. You got a man voice. Some niggas like this shit. There's niggas with man-sounding voices that niggas like.
That's sexual. We're talking about outliers, though. Outliers. Those are outliers. I understand that.
He do be getting on them.
He be getting on them for dumb reasons. But like shit that don't fucking matter, he be getting them on.
Like
say if you was a, say you're a rapper nigga, mm-hmm. right? And you figure out, all right, I'm trying to, you know, like go to the business side. He could date a ghetto ratchet chick because his music's ghetto and ratchet. But she has, say she broke and he liked that shit. She still has to try to do something to keep his attention because if he's trying to get to that middle class, she's gonna have to meet that nigga somewhere before, and he would fuck with that bitch if he's gonna be a millionaire or a billionaire. But she has to be bringing something. Like, she can't be ghetto and ratchet forever, even though that's how they started. Like, she got to be thinking, like, all right, you want to get into branding. Let me figure out a damn brand. Like, it could be the worst brand ever, but he would still stay with that chick, even though she ain't had no money, because she trying to do some shit, and he already done elevated himself. So, niggas, depends on what stage they is in their life.
Yes.
They would date ghetto chick.
We are agreeing.
Yeah,
men date down. Men will date down. Women will not.
That's fine. Let them do that shit, and they gonna run to the same niggas
every
fucking time. And niggas need to stop tripping off the shit. Stop tripping. Because guess what? Eventually, they gonna say, what the fuck? Hey, I ain't fucking nobody.
But then that's when you get the chicks that let you know, them be like a clown. Social media and all this shit, right? All men are dogs and blah, blah, then blah.
Let them
no,
be
a clown. It's let the them ones you pick.
Let
you
them be a pick.
And guess
you
what? Pick. And that's fine. And niggas need to stop commenting on it, because guess what? Now you friend zoning yourself because you commented on the shit. Stop commenting on the shit.
Let them be a clown.
Yeah, let them
go. It's just so fascinating. This motherfucker keep talking about students. But what I'm saying, and we're agreeing. We are definitely agreeing.
We all agree.
But the thing is this, though.
Be a clown.
He tries to help him. He tries to give them advice on what to do, but
he can't.
They don't. But here's the thing: the women
give them advice.
Here's the thing.
It's not from his point of view.
It's saying
a lot of these chicks. A lot
he
of these
ask him.
So stubborn that they don't like. They
exactly. And this nigga like, need to stop.
There's no.
Tell him.
There's no.
And he let him go. He let him go. Nah. So when he
being like,
when he do that, that salute.
Well, you know,
when you do that
you
salute.
Have
he's
kind of
sending
like
them bitches on their way. He's trying. You know, he tries.
No, they get on his thing,
and they still treat it like, well, I don't care. I'm still gonna wait for that guy.
And he's like, oh, all right. He all right, bye.
You wait forever.
He want to call stupid bees and everything else. Like, dude,
yeah,
you give them that energy that they want. Stop doing that shit because you've been
you know that's
friend zone yourself.
You know that's
you putting yourself in that friend zone that we don't want anyway. Because you feeding off of that shit. Like, you want to be Tyrone. Every nigga want to be Tyrone. So stop feeding off that shit and you fucking will be Tyrone. If bitches be like, man, these niggas always talking about, niggas need to stop saying shit. If no niggas say shit on that damn post, it's just going to be bitches on it. And then what? Then eventually they're going to say, okay, I'm tired of talking to the bitch. Every fucking time.
Yep.
They ain't going to have shit to talk about because niggas
women.
Ain't feeling this shit. Like, just stop saying shit. Like, right, with the track chick, niggas is calling her ugly and all other stuff and talking about she look like a man. Why the fuck are you talking about that shit? Who gives a fuck what she look like? Because somebody want that chick. Somebody would hit that. Yeah. Somebody would marry that chick. Somebody would bang that out faithfully. So stop saying she's fucking ugly.
I get it.
Guess what? Because exactly. We got a thing for track chicks. If we see a track chick, we for it. No matter what the hell they look
women,
like.
But here's the thing. That's the part about women being able to get sex easily, right? Women can, any type of woman, I don't give a fuck if she is a goddamn lineman and opening holes up for running backs. Somebody gonna fuck that bitch. Somebody is gonna fuck it. But here's the thing.
Somebody won't that
bitch. Here's the thing. If
somebody will
it,
fuck anybody.
If you flip it, the chances of, say, for instance, a super fat motherfucker, right? The chance of him getting ass is so low. It's so fucking low. Because you want to know how I know?
It's his fault.
Because I was that fat motherfucker. That's how I know. I was that fat motherfucker. Was I 1,000 pounds? This shit, I was, might as well have been.
No, that's the real question. Was you 1,000 pounds?
No,
he was not.
You was nowhere close to that. So you
was. I was still a fat motherfucker.
You wasn't fat. You wasn't even over 300 pounds.
Yes, I was almost 300 pounds.
But you like
I was almost
295. I was 295. Like I'm fucking 6 foot even, man. I was fast.
Like 6 feet, 6 foot worm.
I'm 6'1".
And how tall was Daryl? How tall was Daryl?
How tall is Daryl?
Like 6'3".
Daryl, like 3 years.
Y'all niggas too close to high. Antoine, you taller than that. So your weight
matters. Like, I'm 6 foot even.
You ain't a fat nigga.
Bruh.
So that was your fault. Bruh. No
confidence. You want to know? You want to know how? You know, nigga, you don't know how I look.
600 pounds.
Nigga, I was fat. I was fat as fuck. I always, you want to know why I wore that fucking hoodie all the time in high school? Because I was trying to hide my fat ass stomach and titties, nigga. That's why, nigga.
That was your
That's fucking why. You know why I was wearing all that loose baggy clothes and shit in the summer? Because I didn't want to show my fat body off. That's why. I was ashamed of it. So that's probably, and I knew, and also, you know how I learned over the years how to pick certain clothes that wouldn't show my titties, that wouldn't show my stomach and all that shit. So that's why I probably came off to y'all motherfuckers like I wasn't fat. But if I was actually wearing clothes that actually fit me, you'll see my titties, you'll see my stomach and all that shit and back fat, all that. I just knew how to pick clothes that actually gave me like a slimming effect. That's what I'm saying.
Man, that was your fault because guess what?
Yes, it was my fault. And it wasn't until I was ready.
Exactly. You're trying to cover all that up and you made it for where it's chicks didn't like that shit. They was like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Like, that shit looked weird. So, like, you traumatized yourself like, from then. Like, if you just been just like, man, fuck this shit. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Motherfuckers respect that shit. Like, remember, what was that nigga name from fucking King? What was Fat Boy that used to smell like shit? But remember, that nigga was filling on bitches and everything else on the fucking
on the regular.
And that nigga had titties too. So he didn't do. He had the confidence, like, man, I don't give a fuck. I got long ass hair, so the bitches want this shit. Like you'd have came up in there as you nigga and said, I ain't wearing this big ass hoodie in the fucking summer and not looking like a fucking terrorist and shit. Like, what the fuck? This nigga got a bomb on that fucking hoodie.
It's like a terrorist.
Then
I'm serious.
Yeah, that was on you. Like if you'd have came in like
That's cool. But here's the thing. Like, but still, even though I was super fat, even then, the chicks I wanted, did not want me.
Because that's they want.
Because I was a fat motherfucker. No, and also on top of that. No, you know why? Because they was getting texts from motherfuckers like Rado talking about when we gonna fuck.
But I didn't have no idea, nothing.
Here's a Valentine's Day card.
In retrospect, when you think about it, it wasn't that they didn't want to fuck with you. It's that, like what you're saying, they had eyes for some other guy. And honestly, it's not that they didn't want to fuck you. It's just that they probably they weren't even aware of you. And it's not It's just more of just like they saw this guy and thought of him as like this.
Anyway, but back to Antoine. At every school.
Mauler.
Hold on. Mauler. Every school, yeah, your mauling ass. Back to you. At every school you went to.
Mm-hmm.
How many chicks knew your name? You had chicks knew your name, right?
A lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them.
Hey, Antoine, right?
Yeah.
All of them was potential chicks for you to holler at. Because they knew your fucking name. You got niggas that you could ask to this day. You'd be like, oh, you remember me? And like, who the hell is you? Like, now I don't know you, but you got chicks that knew your name and fucking know your fucking name. So you have potentials. All of them wanted something in you. You just didn't bring it up, but you had, and you had your pick.
Nah, that's not true. I see what
it is.
But it wasn't true.
It all starts with the dude. I'm telling you, you ask any chick how many dudes' names they remember. Like, you know dudes that you went to school with that chicks didn't talk to, didn't say nothing to or nothing. But you had fine chicks that would say, hey, Antoine. Did they say hey to them niggas? Remember, I forget the nigga name, but he used to follow, I ain't gonna say her name, around school all the fucking time and never got no play. But everybody else got play. And this nigga used to follow around every time. I bet you she don't remember this nigga name. If you talk about this nigga right now, she ain't gonna remember that nigga. But if you ask a chick that knew your name, like they bring you up, they gonna say, yeah, oh, Antoine? Yeah, yeah. They gonna fucking know who the fuck you is. So you had potentials. It was some shit there. It was niggas that didn't have like no shot at all, that they didn't remember a fucking name at all. So they knew your fucking name. So that was your way in. You just didn't take it.
See where you're going with that. But there's times where, yes, the chick knew my name. And yes, I said, hey, would you like to go hang out on the weekend or something? You know? And then.
You said like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying to be a nice guy. So, you know, I'm just, hey, but then on top of that, right? And they would say no. Ooh, but again, they did know my name. They knew exactly who I was and all that other shit. All that other good, beautiful shit. They knew my name.
Hey, but guess what?
It's still potential.
Because guess what? She told you no, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got friends. You're not weird. If you was weird, she'd be like, that nigga Antoine is weird. Now nobody's gonna fuck with you. So if you had been cool and she said, nah, I'm good, her friend, she's gonna be like, yeah, hey, Antoine trying to holler at me. So I'm about gonna be like, for real? And they gonna be in their head, I'm about to go talk to Antoine, see if he gonna try to holler at me. Even if she tells you no too, she gonna be like, girl, he trying to holler at me too. And now you going around the school hollering at everybody, and the chicks, they telling everybody, they was like, yep. Like I said, hey, Antoine, he tried to holler. So eventually somebody gonna be like, I'm gonna take this nigga serious, because this nigga ain't giving a fucking fuck. He just being him. Like, he's saying fuck this shit.
Ain't giving a fucking fuck.
Ain't giving a fuck. He's like, hey.
That's a t-shirt right there. Ain't giving a fucking fuck.
So, you approach that shit like that. And like, and you know, and bitches, you know, they get vibes from niggas. So if you actually check out, hella nervous and hella scared.
Yeah,
I think they feed off that shit. So if she was,
I know.
If she was like no, and it was like a weird, like, what? But if he was like, hey, try to hang out, and she's like, nah, you like, and then walk off, and you're like, fuck it. And she gonna be like, why the fuck this nigga didn't just say fuck it? Like, why the hell he shrugged me off? And she like, them squirt niggas, like, hey, like you know, like, oh, like acting hella scary and sad and shit. But you was like, man, fuck this, and walked off. Now there's another rumor spread about you that there's something mysterious about this nigga. This nigga blew me the fuck off.
Yeah.
That's all me, Daryl, Kato ever fucking did. And that was it. Like, yeah, you might get something like, be like, I don't give a fuck. But if you be like, I don't give a fuck, like, I know who the fuck I am. Like, you ain't gotta have no money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can have $0 in your
confidence.
I could write. I got so much fucking confidence. If I meet any famous bitch, I don't give a fuck who the fuck she married to, I could get at that bitch and she's gonna fucking respect this shit.
I hear you.
I can have $0 and in her head, she'll be like, hey, if I ever decide to cheat on my husband, I'm gonna fuck with this nigga with $0 because this nigga just walked up to me like he had $1 million in his damn pocket.
I know, and I hear you. And confidence is definitely very important. Yeah. Back then, I didn't have that shit. Like, for real, I'd be the first to admit it. But at the same time, you know, I went from that. Then when I was finally getting the confidence, it's like, okay, now my approach is all wrong because now I'm trying to be the nice guy, right? And then I'm like, I don't understand, you know, this is what everything on TV and movies and all that other shit is to be a nice guy, right? But then, hold on, let me finish.
Fuck TV.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but let me finish. Let me finish, right? So then I had, like I said earlier, my little crazy ass rant. I was watching you guys, how you interacted, and I even contested, like, y'all even said, bro, what you doing is all wrong, let's do ABC. And I was like, nah, that ain't the thing to do. I don't believe that, right? I don't believe that. So man, then,
every girl like a little dog.
Yes,
they like a little rub. They like a little rub. It don't fucking matter. Like they can say they don't, but if you don't have to be like you don't have to be the nigga that's in that 20. Yeah. If you're a little wild, like you know, it's nigga that don't make money that's happily married and everything go. And the woman would never leave that nigga. And she sat up where they had because he figured out somewhere where he got a little wild. She's like, this nigga, he still gets me.
This
like,
nigga's okay. A dog.
Again, those are the outliers. That situation is the outlier. But I'm saying, like, in general, though, like, what I'm saying, going back to what I was saying, like, I had to learn that the hard way. I had to, and I even till this day, I sometimes think about it, like, why is that? You know, if the worse I treat her, the more she chased me. And it was like, it doesn't, even to this day, I still don't understand it. I gave up long ago trying to figure out why. I don't fucking know.
Like. They like a mystery. That's it. That's all. So you not giving a fuck, it's like, why don't he give a fuck? Like let me find out why. Like let me see why. Let me see. Yeah. Let me see.
I see that.
It's fucking. It's like a mystery.
I know that now.
Everybody like a good mystery. Even dudes that likes a good mystery. Everybody. Exactly. Like if a chick, if he thinks he's that nigga, and he'd be like, nah, I'm good. And he gonna be like, why? Like why? Like what the fuck is this? And you know some niggas go 2 hours with the shit and want to cash out. But if that nigga be like, oh bitch, well fuck you then. Like fuck that hoe. Keep moving. And then she gonna be like, me and this nigga on the same level, so why the fuck he ain't trying to fuck with me?
Mm-hmm.
Then that he didn't got hit the power back and was like, all right, now I got you now.
And that's how it go.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
That's how it go. All right, fellas. We've been talking for a while. Like I said, this is
how have we been going?
This has been a pretty solid episode. We probably should start to call it. It's very late on my end. I'm sure it's late on Twan end, and I'm sure it's late on yours end too, Rado. So this is probably a good time for us to call it and just start to wrap it up here.
Yep. So last remarks, I go first.
Okay.
All in all, that Samuel nigga need to stop telling bitches that it's because of how they look or how they act. And what they do is why they can't get a nigga. Like, no, you can find somebody. You just gonna have to accept some shit. And niggas need to stop giving a fuck. The bitch want a nigga that make $1 million. All right, none of them niggas that make $1 million. So let her chase that dream. Don't fucking trip off the shit. Because eventually, if her pussy get wore out and everything goes, and you still tell the bitch, nah, bitch, fuck you. I'm cool. She got to go back to her friends and tell them, hey, these niggas ain't playing. Like, if you fuck 10 niggas, you already fucked 10 niggas. It's a rap. They ain't playing. But you got niggas that be like, oh, she fucked 10. I'm still good. All right, well, we'll still be good. Like, but it don't. If you want to sit to flip the script, stop tripping. Like, just say fuck it.
Yeah.
If that's what they want to wild out, all right, well, now you know you ain't got that percentage of a dude you're going to find. And stop tripping this shit. If motherfuckers say, man, these niggas is dogs, fuck it. Don't say shit about it. We ain't got a comment about the shit. Mm-hmm. If they say all niggas is dogs, fuck it. Who gives a fuck? Niggas ain't got to say, no, we ain't. Fuck it. Don't say shit. Let them talk about the shit. Because guess what? It was they fucking fault. Whatever happened then was because of them, because they were chasing the dream that they knew only a certain amount of niggas was gonna have. So it's on them. So if they want to get drugged through the mud and everything else, fuck it. Let that nice nigga still stay the nice nigga, but know that it might come a time after he then got in good with her, he better get a little Tyrone in him. And if he gotta kick a door or some shit or throw a tipping tantrum or do something wild and freaky and slap her on the butt. Man, he better figure it out. Or like Warren said, bit in her butt. You better try that. Or if he ain't good, he better ask what the hell Tyrone was doing so he can make she don't go back to Tyrone. And that's all I got.
So I guess my last remarks is I don't think money is the end all be all, but money does make it a lot easier as far as getting the type of woman you want, because the type of woman you want 9 times out of 10 want a guy making you X amount of dollars. So I'm just saying that money, like I said, makes it easier, but it also helps you cast a wider net as well, is what I'm saying. If you're the guy, you know what I'm saying? So the more you improve yourself and elevate yourself and all that other shit, it's like the wider your net can go. You get what I'm saying? So say, for instance, like we've been talking about, like the average guy, the trash man, right? He can only go so far because of the way women operate. His net can only go so far. And he's going to be getting overlooked a lot of the times by the women, especially by the ones that he want, you know what I'm saying? So all women want beautiful women. I mean, all men want beautiful women. But the thing is, most of those beautiful women that they want don't want them. You know, they want somebody else. They want somebody else that's, one, like the minimum that women always go off of is how much money a man makes. They literally judge a man based on how much he makes. The majority of women do. That's why when you meet a woman or whatever the case may be, one of the initial questions she may ask you is, hey, what do you do for a living? She's already trying to see what's in your pocket by whatever you say as a profession. She's like, oh, okay, he makes X amount of dollars. He's right here, blah, 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 and all that other shit. So, and then on top of that, we even talk about like how the influence of social media and all that shit and this free attention and all this other shit, blah, 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 is blowing up chicks' heads too. That's why you have like your Lizzos and all that other shit thinking they can get fucking Captain America. That bitch really did shoot her shot at Captain America. I thought it was a joke, but I actually saw that shit. I'm like, this bitch really thinks she can really get motherfucking Captain America. This motherfucker got Victoria's Secret models probably sucking his dick. And this big ass hippo bitch trying. I'm like, okay. But anyway, like I'm saying, goddamn, just be realistic. I don't give a fuck, like, if it's on a man's side or a woman's side. Just be realistic. Like, I don't expect a motherfucker that's broke, working at Safeway, you know, making minimum wage or whatever the fuck they pay at Safeway, to think he gonna get a motherfucker, a chick like a Beyonce or a Rihanna or something. Nigga, that ain't happening. It's not happening. She ain't gonna even look your way unless you put her groceries in her bag. So I'm like, and the thing is that women think because they are at a certain place in life, no matter what it is, like I said, she can be working at McDonald's or Bank of America. Just because she's a woman and what society is feeding women these days, they see they're entitled. You think because they're a woman, they got pussy, you know, they're way above men. So it's like, that can't be. And I'm just saying, my last little thing, again, I'm just reiterating, just be realistic on both sides. Know, like, okay, I can only get this caliber of woman or this caliber of man. Just know that. And if you want better, then you got to do better for yourself before you can demand a certain type of person or same level of requirements. You got to ask yourself, well, do I even meet my own standards? And the 9 times out of 10 with Kevin Samuels do on the show, you make women realize, goddamn, my standards are real high, but I can't even meet my own fucking standards. So just be realistic. That's all I'm saying.
And I will say, I'll keep it short and sweet, that overall, when we really get down to the grit of it, it's really about confidence. And it's really about, if we were really to break it down, women probably need to be a little less confident because that's what makes them shoot shots at guys who are, out of their league. The guys who are the small percentile, who are making the most money, who they feel like I deserve this guy because mm-hmm. should probably take a reality check and decide like, do I deserve this guy? Because maybe they don't. And it's not to say they don't because they fat, but that could be a factor. And it's not to say it's because they got kids, but that also could be a fact. And then on the other end, men need to be a little bit more confident in themselves because men need to be able to, like, go out on a date with a chick and decide, like, what type of relationship they want to have with this chick. Is this going to be a one-time thing of, like, oh, I'm just trying to have a sexual relationship with you? then be upfront with that. If that's not the case, though, you're trying to do more, then be upfront with that energy rather than treating it like, oh, I'm just going to be nice to her until she figures out how she wants to be in a, like, in a situation with me, where it's no, like, I asked her out or I approached her with the intention of X, Y, and Z, and just hold firm in that identity. And I feel like it'll balance out this whole thing that's becoming an issue with women going for the high value men and not really paying attention to the average guy who's probably the better fit for them. That's all I gotta say. That's it. That's the end of the podcast. That's the High Guys podcast. This has been a good one. This has been a long one, but I feel like it was still a lot of good talk that we had. So this was great to me.
Yeah. Stay high.
Yep. Yeah, stay high.